my, oh me.
Look there, where?
Way over there, way over there by the cherry tree.
Look there,
straight and tall.
Look there,
that ain't all.
Look there, where?
Way over there, way over there by the cherry tree. Gonna pick some cherries, gonna have a good time. Gonna make life the berries, cause I've got an appetite and the fruit looks fine.
Look there,
go and jack.
Look there,
I won't be back.
Look there, where?
Way over there, way over there by the cherry tree. Peaches and the cherries growing all around, rocking and a swaying till they touch the ground, looking sweeter than the honey from the honeybee. Way over there by the cherry trees, through the cute boogie woogie jack, half a ball can cut a rug and jitterbug, and that ain't all you can talk about, forget about your dignity. Way over there by the cherry tree. Some cherries, gonna have a good time. Gonna make life the berries, cause I've got an appetite and the fruit looks fine.
Look there,
ooh-wee.
Look there,
I won't be back.
Look there, where?
Way over there, way over there by the cherry tree.
Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes, and the Three Blazes included Charles Brown on piano and vocal. Way Over There by the Cherry Tree on the exclusive label from the year 1946. And it gets us started on this second hour of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we're going to spend the next hour with you playing a lot of great vintage black music, and let's start it with Winoni Harris.
Don't drive me crazy. Corrine. If you don't mean me no good, 'cause I'll cut your head just like I chop a block of wood. So come here, baby. Yes, and tell your daddy the truth. Yes, come here, baby. Tell your daddy the truth. Well, you've taken all my money and robbed me of all my youth.
fellas, 'cause she warned me from the start. I don't know why she's so pretty, don't know why she's so doggone me. Can't understand it why she's so pretty.
Thank you. And now you think you're wise enough and you don't need me no more. Look the whole world over, but I'm all you'll ever find. When your search is over, baby, you'll realize that you're mine.
Yeah, it sounds like Percy got himself a matinee gig over at the roller rink. Look the Whole World Over on the Cash label from 1956, a little bit of tenor organ action. That rounds out the set. Let's go to the top and we'll work our way through them in the order which they were heard. Let's see, we already mentioned Charles Brown, Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes and the Cherry Tree. So we picked up the action with Winoni Harris, who was accompanied by Lionel Hampton on the band on Lionel's record label called Hamptone. From December 1945, Good Morning, Corrine, and you could hear Milt Buckner with that lock-hand piano style of his. That sounded great. After Winoni, we had a pair by Big Joe Turner, the first for the Aladdin label, Lowdown Dog, November 1947, and then we heard Big Joe Turner for the Imperial label with A Story to Tell from April 1950. We had Ruth Brown for the Atlantic label, April 1953, Mend Your Ways. That brought us around to Percy Mayfield and Look the Whole World Over. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Beautiful day, what a beautiful day for a ball game. I got a team to call the Red Eagles. It looks like we're just about ready to get a pennant here. But one of my pitchers got sick, and I got to get some new players. I got some guys coming down from the farm. I don't know how good it is. But I got up this morning, felt good. Got on the shower, stayed for 2 hours, sure felt good. Feel that good tomorrow, I'm going to turn the water on. I don't know what time this guy to do in. He do to be in here most of the time. We have the boys.
Well, I'll talk to you after a while. I got to get talk to my man there. Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. Oh. I just got here, you know.
Just got you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the head man was telling me that I had some new players.
Oh, yeah. I just come in from Kawusha, Georgia.
You come in from where?
Kawusha, Georgia.
Kawusha, Georgia.
And Georgia's jumping.
Jumping?
Georgia is jumping.
No.
And I jumped the devil out of Georgia.
Well, look here.
Uh-huh.
You, I guess you that new pitcher.
That's who I am.
Sure
now. Buddy, down in Georgia, they call me Strong Arm Mose.
Strong.
Boy, I pitched 2 no-hitters.
No-hitters?
Yes, I did.
Strong Arm Mose.
Absolutely, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I walked in to join your club, and I looked at the gate, and I walked in, and I saw all them boys out there. Look good.
Oh, looks good, don't they?
Yeah, you got a good club here.
Yeah, I'm glad you showed up.
How long you been managing this club?
Oh, now about 6-7 years.
6-7 years?
Yeah, we can get this pen if we get somebody
boy,
to help us out.
Oh, to help you out?
Yeah.
Well, look like to me, I'm the man to help you out.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, don't worry about nothing, oh, man.
You play a thing but pitch.
Oh, boy. You know you got a good-looking club out there on that field. Yes, I walked and looked at that gate and looked out there. I said, look at them boys there.
Boy.
That old first baseman you got, he's terrific.
You like him?
Oh, boy.
See that kid high scooped them balls up?
Oh, he's stretching.
Oh, he's stretching in a minute.
Sure.
Oh,
give me his name. I want that boy's name.
Oh, who name?
The boy on the first base.
The
first baseman,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know all the names.
I know you do.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
it to me, yeah? Give me the first baseman's name.
Oh, you want his name?
Yeah, that's what I want. I don't know him by name. I'm going to play with him. I don't know their name, you know.
Well, yeah, you like to know their name.
Sure.
He's playing a bunch of guys knowing who they is.
Absolutely.
You want the first baseman name?
That's the name I'm looking for.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Who?
Yeah.
I said I want the name of the first baseman. What? Are you the manager of the club?
Sure, I'm the manager.
Are you sure?
I know I'm the manager.
What's the name of the player on the first base?
Who?
Who? Oh, man, look here. No, I don't know. listen here, mister. Don't talk about this. You got a second baseman look good.
That's right.
I see you don't know your player.
Oh,
I see that
second
baseman. Oh, he's a good second baseman.
Make them double plays.
Oh, he make them, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he reached that stretch.
Oh,
good
man.
Combination.
See them double plays
he's
make?
Got a name, ain't he?
You want a name?
Yeah.
Oh, I should say, yeah.
Give me the name of him.
Oh, you want his name?
Name of the boy.
Oh, I don't know him.
Big pardon?
I don't know him.
You don't know him? You say you're the manager of the club.
I'm the manager.
Well, what's the boy that play in second place? I want to know his name. That's all.
I know his name.
What is his name?
I don't know.
If you don't know, who do know?
Who's on first?
I ain't talking about the first baseman. Talking about the man playing second base, man. Do you know his name? No, forget about him. I don't know whether to kill you or kiss you. I don't know what to do with you. What about the man on third base? You know that boy.
Oh, that third base?
Yeah.
Oh, I brought him up.
Yeah, you did bring him up?
Oh, I
Well, I know you know his name.
Oh, yeah.
You reckon you don't know nobody else, but I know
he
you
likes
know
me,
him.
Too.
Yeah, you like him?
That's when I take good care of him.
You take good care of him?
Yeah.
Well, he's all right with you.
He's all right.
Give me his name.
Good hitter, too.
Yeah, give me his name.
I want his name.
Yeah, oh, that's well. Yeah, give me his name. That's all.
You know.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he's on the second.
Don't talk about the second baseman. I'm asking about the man playing third base. Do you know his name?
Sure, I know his name.
Give me the name of the man that's playing third base for you. That's all I want to know.
I don't know.
Ain't this a darn shame?
You want the third base?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I just told you his name.
Well, give me the name of him.
Well, you know.
Ain't this a darn shame? I'm talking to the man about the man on third base. Look, forget about him.
Forget about
you got a catcher.
Oh, good catcher.
Little short ball.
Oh, he can peg you.
He's squatting back there.
Squat back there.
Oh, he's getting them balls.
They're good.
Woo, man.
No pass balls.
I know he's good.
I know
he's good. No balls pass that little sucker.
No.
No, indeed.
Oh.
He got a name.
Oh, yeah.
But give it to me, please.
His name.
Yeah, give me his name.
Tomorrow.
I want it today.
He's a pitcher.
I'm not talking about the pitcher. I'm talking about the catcher, the man that's catching the ball.
You want a name?
Give me the name of the catcher.
Tomorrow.
Man, that's a darn shame. I'm asking about that man. I want his name today.
He's a pitcher.
I don't want to know about the... Oh, my gracious alive. I don't know what to do with you. Look here, mister. Who's on first? I don't know who's on second. You know who's on third. The catcher, the tomorrow, the devil with the whole thing. I can't. The devil with the whole thing.
That's all. What?
I said the devil with the whole thing.
Oh, he's a bad boy.
Oh, come on, let's forget about it. Come on, let's forget about it.
Well, I'm walking and I'm talking, and my eyes don't ever dry. Well, I'm walking and I'm talking, and my eyes don't never dry. Since my baby gone and left me, all I do is cry, cry, cry. I bought you a silver dresser, I bought you a golden bed. I bought you a silver dresser, I bought you a golden bed. I even bought you some hair just to decorate your head. I give you everything, everything I could afford. Along came another train, and you hopped right aboard.
Thank you. story. What are you gonna do? Say when this dance is over, can I go home with you? And let you thrill me. Oh, and let you thrill me. We could have much, much fun, baby, with nobody but we two.
Yeah, there's Ivory Joe Hunter on the MGM label, and You Thrill Me, from May of 1950. Before that, Willie Egan. I always thought Willie Egan was on the East Coast, but they say he's on the West Coast, so I guess I was sort of turned around. Willie Egan was the vocalist, and there's a side on the Mambo label called Sad, Sad Feeling from 1955. We also heard Floyd Dixon. Floyd was sort of interesting because he played a boogie piano a lot like Little Willie Littlefield or Amos Milbourne, but when he played slow ballads, he played like Charles Brown. In fact, Charles Brown was so popular that a lot of people adopted that style, including Ray Charles, before Ray Charles found his Ray Charles style, which is sort of Church Comes to Rhythm and Blues. He also was doing imitations of Charles Brown. And I guess you could say that Charles Brown and Ray Charles and everybody else were doing imitations of Nat Cole in a way, though Nat was always a lot jazzier. But in any case, that was Floyd Dixon on piano and vocal, and the band that was usually with Charles Brown, Johnny Moore and the Blazes. Both the Moore brothers, Oscar and Johnny, were there on guitars. Johnny Miller, who worked with the King Cole Trio on all of their Capitol label recordings, was out of the King Cole Trio and was looking for work, and so he played bass on this particular side. Walking and Talking Blues, September of 1950. And let me apologize, I subjected everybody to somebody. I love Pigmeat Markham, and most of the routines I really enjoy. But this one, he and Baby Seals were doing Abbott and Costello and not doing it very well. They call that the baseball game. They were recorded live at the Apollo Theater. That was their home theater in February 1965. Pigmeat Markham, Floyd Dixon, Willie Egan, and wrapped it up with Ivory Joe Hunter. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. It all happens right here. We're going to change pace now, go back to a different genre, things before World War II, and let's start this with Speckled Red.
Right, say, Mom, what's wrong, yo-yo? Don't come here with your hard luck, so. Pat your city by the hardware store. Bought a brand new strength feed my yo-yo. Now when two dogs get strength put on, some women put strength on wrong. Get away from winter, don't you knock on the door. You know your strength don't fit my yo-yo. Got the right strength, Mama. Oh, what's wrong, yo-yo? Won't be the death of you. Cigarette my happy coat, whisk my crazy. Some of these women gonna take me to my grave. Now you see me come put your man out door. I ain't a stranger, Mama, and I've been here before. Take rock and gravel, tomato, side roll. 99 dippers tell where the women go. Got the right string, Mama. Oh, but the wrong yo-yo. ¶¶ train to feed my yo-yo. Got the right string, mama. Oh, but the wrong yo-yo.
There is Speckled Red, his real name Rufus Perriman, and side for the Brunswick label, Right String But the Wrong Yo-Yo, from April of 1930. All right, what we're going to do now, and I guess I've been doing this earlier and earlier during the hour, is we're going to listen to the Ethel Waters session. I just want to make sure we have enough time to fit it in and then do the Vintage Gospel set. What we're going to do this week, we're going to listen to three sides, which were a complete session, that were recorded on July 28th in 1925. Ethel was at the Columbia Studios in New York City. This was the 15th recording session in her career. She was accompanied by Horace Holmes on a cornet, Pearl Wright on piano, and Pearl would turn out to be her regular accompanist through most of the years on Columbia. And then for this particular session, they brought in Bill Benford, who was a tuba player, or as it was known back then, brass bass. You would either have a tuba or a string bass, and I'm not sure, some people preferred a brass bass and some people preferred the string bass. But I'm sure that the sound engineers worked it out. Three sides that they recorded on this particular session: Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night, Sympathetic Dan, and finally, Down Home Blues. It's Ethel Waters for the Columbia label, July 28th, 1925.
Often is an old time saying, and I've seen it come to pass. It's a fixer, the social mixer has lost his gal at last. Who's that knocking? She said, after I've gone to my bed. Hunt yourself another place to flop, and let these words be a lesson, old top. Go back where you stayed last night. Get away from my door. Charlie's my regular now, and I don't want you no more. In another candy shop, out and get your lollipop. Be on the hop, Papa, 'cause I'm through with you. I've been a chump long enough. From now on I'm gonna be mean. So find another station to get your supply of gasoline. 'Cause when the back of your white collar is showing, that's all I'm able to see, then I know doggone well you're going right back where you stayed last night. 'Cause I don't want you no more. Take it where you had it last night. Move away from that door called the law. Charlie's elected now, and he's in right show. Ah, I know you come round here looking for old Miss Nan. Just as soon as you taught a seat out your last pair of pants, now you're round here preaching and whining and begging for a chance. Trying to make good, but that's history, that's history. Ah, that old cedar chest you once called your trunk, along with those worn-out socks, I sold them in the junk. Now that this door is slammed in your face, it just means no parking space. Go back where you stayed last night. I don't want you no more. Brother, I can't see you now, it's after 6 o'clock. Not to save your soul or whatever the tax is. Even though the weather's hot, zero cold. For my part, you can go on out here and sleep in anybody's field. But anyway, you're just an old banana that has been peeled. So take it where you had it last night. Mama can't use it no more. Brown, the loving man from Tennessee. He's got a rep, cause he's chuck full of pep. Haven't you heard about his pedigree? He's loving and tender and kind, and his equal is hard to find. He's sympathetic, Dan, that tender-hearted man. Does everything he can to please a girl. Put him among the skirt, he gives until it hurts. And any widow dressed in black can take his shirt right off his back. He's kind-hearted like a little child. He's so kind-hearted to women who are wild. The lonesome mama's state, he sympathizes great. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan. Why, Sympathetic Dan, that tender-hearted man, does everything he can to please a girl. He's proven such a friend to tired businessmen. He calls upon neglected wives and brightens up their weary lives. He's kind-hearted when they start to weep. He's so kind-hearted, he rocks them off to sleep. Such tender care he'll use, he never leaves a bruise. But a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan. Now, Sympathetic Dan, that tender-hearted man, does everything he can to please a girl. If a lady takes a fright, most any time at night, just call him up to sympathize. And when he comes, you'll be surprised. He's kind-hearted, he's the girl's delight. He's so kind-hearted, he's kept busy every night. He takes them old and bent, and he gives them 10%. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan. Why, Sympathetic Dan, that tender-hearted man, does the best he can to please a girl. Some say he likes them young and green, not over 17. Yet he called upon a poor old maid, and when he left, her rent was paid. He's kind-hearted, like a loving boy. He's so kind-hearted, he spreads a lot of joy. He has a certain vim, the ladies cry for him. A girl who calls in tears, he sends away in cheers. He warns them when they're not, and he cools them when they're hot. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan.
Got that loving that always makes me shout. And I hope he comes back before before it all gives out. Now he was no true man, but then a new man could never tempt me or make me glad. Yet I need a good man, I mean a good man bad. 'Cause I ain't been gotten, that don't mean I can't be had. Why some men like me 'cause I'm happy, some because I'm snappy, some call me honey, quite a few think I've got money. Then again, some tell me, Mama, looks like you built for me. So if you put that all together, that makes me everything a good man needs. So there's no use in grieving, folks, I'm leaving. I'm brokenhearted and Dixie-bound. Lord, I've been mistreated, ain't got no time to work. Why, my train is waiting, I've got to down home blue.
Well, maybe it's just because I'm an Ethel Waters fan, but doesn't she sound great these days? She doesn't sound like, you know, the early classic blues singers that, you know, were seemed to be so unsure of themselves. She's sort of sassy, and the bands even swing a little bit, which is unusual. It was Ethel Waters, July 28th, 1925, her 15th session, done for the Columbia label, New York City. We had Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night, then Sympathetic Dan, and then Down Home Blues. And she was accompanied by Horace Holmes on cornet, Pearl Wright piano, Bill Benford on the tuba. And I'm not sure if these, I don't think these were recorded electrically. I don't think they used a microphone. They were still recording them acoustically, playing into a sound horn. And with a trumpet, I don't know if you understand how hard it is to silence like a trumpet or a drum set in an acoustic recording, you have to place the horn very far away from the front of the horn. The singer is right up in it, singing into it, but they must have, you know, had a mark on the far side of the moon for a trumpet player playing as far back in the mix as Horace Holmes did on that particular one. All right, that's our Ethel Waters session. We're doing all of the recordings, studio recordings by Ethel from 1921 through 1941. We're taking a complete session each week. We'll do another session next week. Right now, it's time for our vintage gospel set, and it kicks off with the Cotton Belt Quartet.
Talk about the yes, good Lord, talk about Jerusalem morning. Yes, good Lord, did old Daniel in the lion's den say unto his fellow men,
put on your long white robe and starry crown and be ready when the great day.
We'll be ready, we'll be ready. Yes, good Lord, we'll be ready when the great day come. We'll be ready, we'll be ready. Yes, good Lord, we'll be ready when the great day.
No good book say that angels able.
Yes, good Lord.
Knock him in the head with the leg of a table.
Yes, good Lord.
Hit him in the head with a table lay,
and upon my throne he's long been dead.
ready. We'll be ready. Yes, good Lord, we'll be ready when the great day come. We'll be ready. We'll be ready. Yes, ready when the great day.
Match. You're so sad with sin, it will match you up. Some of you people think that when you commit a sin and the cause of the material eye don't see you, that the all-seeing eye have not seen you. But God says, be sure that your sins will find you out.
Amen.
Some of you down-home folks come up here to the up-to-country people, and you'll get so stuck up. So proud, so bigoted, can't nobody stand you.
Amen.
But the sick man. Now the bull has to lick the lashes off your back.
Yes.
You get so weak, you try to knock the police off of his beat.
Yes.
But sin is a mess,
brother. And amen.
Sin will mess you up, my friend. You get so important until you can't get your dresses down. You get so cute until you bob your hair like men. Sin is a mess.
Brother Pastor, you know how I need to take a little drink?
Take a drink. Why, Christ said on one occasion, through Paul to Timothy, take a little drink for stomach sake. All of you drunkards have got that now for a cloak. Take a little drink for stomach sake. God was talking to Timothy and not to you. He said that all drunkards should have his heart in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone.
Amen.
For sin is a mess.
Yes.
And if you associate with sin, it will mess you up.
Brother Pastor, I have divorced two wives. Is that a sin?
Is that a sin? You divorced two wives. Why, Christ said that Moses, on the account of the hardness of your heart, granted divorce. But he said that any man that put away his wife for accepting of fornication commits adultery.
Amen.
And some of you all are just living with women here.
Yes.
Two and three wives.
Two.
You have not married to any.
Yes.
You've only got common sin license.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, you can get them new every payday.
Amen.
You're just associating with sin. And sin is a mess.
Brother Pastor, it's any harm to hug and kiss your cousin?
Any harm to hug and kiss your cousin? Now, there's a scripture there, greet your sister with a holy kiss. Now you're going to call them cousins.
Yes.
You done kissed around here. I'm way late. You're going to kiss down there in the jail.
Yes.
With 6 or 9 or 10 months.
Yes.
For sin is a mess.
Preacher,
brother Pastor, will send the dance across your leg.
Is it a sin to dance without crossing your legs? I guess you must have conceived that idea when you began to do the boogily-woogily and the getting off of Teddy's teeth,
yes.
Doing the split,
yes.
Doing the mess around.
Yes.
I was hearing that one of you deacons was doing the mess around a few days ago, and you messed up $10 and the cost.
Yes.
10 days down and the day. Just messing around.
Amen.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Well, it filled my soul with love, and wrote my name above. And just a little talk of Jesus made it right.
Well, all right,
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 all right.
Now
just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
All right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right, all right,
all right.
Now just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
All right.
Well, I'm the
never doubt sincere. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Well, I go to him in prayer, and he knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Everything's all right,
all right,
all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Fairfield 4 from February 1949, just a little talk with Jesus. I was curious what label that was on. I looked it up. It's on the Dot label, D-O-T, Dot. Isn't that the same label that Pat Boone used to record for? I'm willing to bet. Well, that rounded out the set. We started with the Cotton Belt Quartet on the Vocalion label. We'll Be Ready When the Great Day Comes from February 1926. Then we listened to a sermon on the Paramount label from the Reverend Emmett Dickinson, and Sin is a Mess from March of 1930. Fairfield Ford rounded up, just a little talk with Jesus. It's Blues Before Sunrise. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number three.